An iconic painting reflecting a dark chapter in Cape Breton's history is heading back home. Miner's Houses, Glace Bay, by a group of seven artists, Lauren Harris, was on loan at the Eldwig Art Center in Sydney. The center's artistic director, Melissa Kearney, tells Coast Radio she negotiated to bring the painting from the Art Gallery of Ontario to acknowledge the 100th anniversary of Davis Day on June 11th with an extended exhibit until yesterday.
I put a request in to the Art Gallery of Ontario. I wrote a story that I thought that they could not refuse, knowing that they most definitely could refuse. And I think when they gave a soft yes, despite all of the looming logistics, like specialized shipping and insurance and security and all that, I was so excited.
Harris made the painting during a miner strike in 1925 when local miner William Davis was shot and killed by the mining company's police. Harris visited Cape Breton to report for a Toronto-based newspaper when he became inspired to make a painting.
I think that we're a few generations removed from that time period, and people maybe can't imagine just how dire the circumstances were. So the conditions were bad enough that the Toronto Star was covering what was happening here in New Waterford and Glace Bay. That's how Lauren Harris arrived. He was reporting back to the Star on the conditions that he was seeing, which was poverty, illness, and whatnot. So I think when people know that part of the story, they understand, or maybe get a different perspective on just how dire things were, and that it was actually on a national level.
Kearney describes the art as a large painting illustrating a community in distress.
So it's quite a substantial size, and the colors are far more vibrant in person than what you usually see in print. So there's very rich blues. It's a very moody painting. You see these elongated company houses. They are the earlier versions of company houses, so they're like salt shaker homes. They're kind of also reaching towards the sky. Multiple rows of houses, so we would call that Miner's Row. You can obviously see that it's on the edge of the ocean. You get a small glimpse of the ocean on the right-hand side between two company houses. There's broken fences, it's rocky. And in the top left corner, there is clouds. There's a little bit of sun just about to break through. That's very important to how the painting feels, because otherwise it's moody, it's dark, it's somber. But it seems as though there's going to be a break in the clouds.
Kearney says she enjoys the dichotomy of a break and a dark sky, suggesting hope on the horizon.
Perhaps the tension will break. The miners will get what they, I guess I'd say get what they deserve. But, you know, unions were formed, and that's a big part of our history and the country's history. But definitely there's a spiritualness to the painting, and everybody who encounters it knows that the Lauren Harris is painting his feelings about the situation and his hope for the people.
She says she is pleased with the public's appreciation for the extraordinary exhibit.
We had two really big events. One was the opening with the Men of the Deeps, and the second was a coffee house for Davis Day. And then, of course, we also had high school students in 1 week. We had five schools in. It was 150 students plus their teachers and chaperones. So that was the goal, as many people have the opportunity to see it as possible. And I'm happy to say that a lot of people saw it.
Kearney says she noticed that many people who came to see the painting were engaged with it.
They were very touched by the painting, and oftentimes we're telling their own stories, how they relate to the painting, whether they've seen it before, or they're fans of the Group of Seven, or they grew up in a coal mining family.
The Group of Seven artists are among the best known in Canada's art community. They produced mainly landscape paintings from 1920 until 1933 and influenced generations of aspiring artists. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.